It's Tuesday, February 16th, 2016, and here are the stories we're covering this week. Google Chrome is about to start warning that all non-encrypted websites are unsafe, and AT&T is beginning tests for a 5G implementation offering extremely, extremely fast wireless internet at gigabits per second. Whew, that fast. Russia plans to ban Windows on government PCs, and Adobe, they screwed up and deleted files from users' Macs when they updated the Creative Cloud. And lastly, the UK government plans to introduce measures to keep children off porn sites, and they could be forcing all users to register with their credit cards to verify their age. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
You've got mad skills. Now hone them. Learn new skills or improve your existing ones with online video tutorials and training from lynda.com through our special link at cat5.tv/lynda. Learn software, technology, creative, and business skills you can use today to help you achieve your professional goals. Join today and start learning. We'll give you this chance to try it absolutely free with unlimited access to all of the courses. Sign up now for free, cat5.tv/lynda.
Hey, I'm Jeff Wesson. If you're just joining us and you're wondering, why am I not in the studio? If you remember watching the Category 5 episode a few weeks ago where we covered my weight loss with the Garmin VivoFit watch, you'll know that one of the features I talked about was the fact that the watch tells me if I've been sitting for too long. By the end of that episode, I was sitting for too long. So I've decided I'm going to take the news on the street and walk. At this point, we're going to be able to find out whether I've got the lung capacity for walking and talking and reading in the cold. So, yeah, should be fun. So, here are the top stories we're covering from the Category5.tv newsroom. It was Google who finally put the nail in the coffin for Internet Explorer 6 when they put their foot down as far as the dead technology. And now they're once again putting the foot of Google down. This time, though, it's on non-HTTPS websites. We've seen it coming since they announced it in 2014. At that time, they announced, we, the Chrome security team, proposed that user agents gradually change their UX to display non-secure origins of affirmative non-security. What? We intend to devise and begin developing a transition plan for Chrome in 2015. The goal of this proposal was quite simply to make it clearly displayed to users that HTTP provides no data security. Could this be the end of the line for non-secure HTTP websites? I don't know. We'll have to find out. Google plans to lead the way and start developing browser warning messages that interrupt the flow of a visitor. Potentially, users could be driven from a site because of fear of security issues. In addition, Google and other search engines could penalize what they see as non-secure sites and drop them down in their search result pages. If Google initiates this move, the other main browser providers such as Internet Explorer, the Edge, Apple Safari, Firefox, and others, they could be forced to follow. All is not lost, though, for those of you who run your own websites. One of the Linux Foundation's collaborative projects, letsencrypt.org, is a new certificate authority, and it's free, automated, and open. It's a bit technical, of course. I mean, why wouldn't it be? We're talking about websites here. But if you're familiar with the Linux command line and basic server administration, you'll do okay. And if not, there's a number of growing web hosts, including our partners at Category5.tv, who already have it integrated as a free add-on. Letsencrypt.org went public beta in December. AT&T, they're testing an early version of its 5G network this year, and they're saying it's going to be 10 to 100 times faster than LTE and might be used for internet home service. An AT&T spokesperson told Ars Technica an early use of 5G's underlying technology could be delivering broadband to homes and businesses, and it's possible that we could have limited commercial availability this year, depending on the trials. This sounds like it could fit in with the AT&T plans to provide fixed wireless internet to areas without good wired broadband. AT&T's announcement on Friday said the 5G network will rely on millimeter waves, I didn't even know those existed, which are 30 gigahertz and above and require line-of-sight connections. 5G will also likely use the spectrum below 1G to connect to areas that can't be covered by the extremely high frequencies. With speeds up to 100 times faster, than today's average 4G LTE connections, customers will see speeds measured in gigabits per second, not megabits. Latency will also be lowered to about 1 to 5 milliseconds, the company said. Verizon's also planning 5G trials this year. Faster internet, like for streaming, gaming. I love it. It's exciting. I want to see it happen. Okay, somebody who doesn't want to see things happen is the Russian government. Why? Well, as I fix my earphone, I'm just going to let you know. They're famous for not being so open to foreign technologies. And now they want to take it a step further as the government allegedly plans to ban Windows from government computers. In addition, German Klemenko, Putin's new number one advisor for internet and technology, who was appointed 6 weeks ago for you political junkies that weren't in the know, he stated that a new campaign, which is looking to increase taxes that American tech companies like Google, Microsoft, and Apple would have to pay. Companies would have to pay up to, get this, 18% more in taxes if this campaign is accepted by the Russian government. Now, reportedly, the purpose of this campaign is to support local companies like Yandex and Mail.ru to be better accepted by the Russian people. The most radical change being proposed in replacing Windows on government PCs with a Linux-based operating system developed by Russia. Klemenko also stated that there are already 22,000 municipal authorities ready to replace Windows with their own operating system. While the government prepares for the big move, Windows is still the dominant operating system on people's computers, as 93% of desktop computers in the country still run Microsoft's operating system. So, we'll see if the Russian government will even try to convince people to switch to another operating system, or if it's going to stop at maybe its own PCs. Okay, Adobe. They have patched its Creative Cloud apps that people noticed the software, but people noticed that the software was deleting Mac user files without warning. After customers updated Creative Cloud, it accessed their hard drives and deleted the first folder that appeared in alphabetical order. Due to file naming conventions on Mac computers, the bug often deleted hidden system folders or backup data files. Adobe issued a fix for the issue on Sunday. Many people, though, in creative industries have reacted angrily on social media. You think? The problem came to light on Thursday after Backblaze, which makes data backup software, started receiving hundreds of support requests from its customers. The firm's software detected that some of the files it uses to perform its duties had been deleted, and staff discovered that Creative Cloud was responsible after the designer installed Adobe's update. Taking a breather here. Clearly this walking and talking thing is a bit of a challenge for me. The issue was present in the Creative Cloud version 3.5.0.206 on the Mac. And on Mac, hidden files and folders are prefixed with period, which the operating system places before A in alphabetical order. The flaw interfered with Backblaze's software by chance because the backup software places a hidden folder called .bzvol on the hard drives it indexes. This happened to be top of the list. On machines without the backup software installed, a different folder may have been deleted instead. In a statement, Adobe said, "On the 12th of February, we were notified that some customers had an issue with an update on the Creative Cloud desktop application. We removed the update from distribution and deployed a new one, which addresses the issue." That's a pretty lousy explanation, let alone apology, Adobe. Pretty lousy indeed. Did you find everybody's files for them? Anyway. The UK government wants to introduce a law which may, in one example, force users to enter credit card info if they want to access pornographic content online. The new restriction will apply to any sites that contain pornographic material and will receive an 18 if they were formally rated. The new law is being introduced in order to force users to identify themselves in an attempt to keep children from using pornographic or otherwise inappropriate websites. Companies that run the websites will have to put checks in place to ensure that only adults are viewing them or face having their sites shut down. Those that don't comply could have advertising banned or be forced to have their pages unavailable in the country. It isn't clear exactly how the companies will verify the age of those visiting them, but one way is that it states that it will, that the sites will force people to sign up with a valid credit card to ensure that they are at least 18. Something that already happens on gambling sites. The government said that the new effort was part of its plans to keep children safe online. Internet Safety and Security Minister Baroness Shields, that's an awesome name, says, just as we do offline, we want to make sure children are prevented from accessing pornographic content online, which should only be viewed by adults. The final decision on the new rules will be decided on April 12th. Question is, what do you think? Does this move restrict internet freedom, or is it a viable tactic for protecting our children? We want to know your comments. Post them below. Big thanks this week to OFCL RunnyCat on Twitter, Roy W. Nash, and our community of viewers for submitting stories to us. If you found a news story that you'd like to send, email it to newsroom@category5.tv. For all your tech news with a slight Linux bias, visit category5.tv/newsroom, or the category5.tv newsroom at newsroom.category5.tv. For the category5.tv newsroom, from the road, walking, not letting my Garmin VivoFit yell at me, I'm Jeff Weston.